Downshift.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's really no nice way to say it. Car sales are down, big time. GM and Ford sales dropped more than 30% in December. Chrysler was down more than 50% for the month. Even hardy Toyota hasn't escaped the financial fallout. And in the wake of the tanking numbers, it announced an unprecedented move today. Some other car companies are taking extraordinary measures as well. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Toyota's sales fell 37% in December. That's even worse than the declines at GM and Ford. In response, the company says it'll stop making cars at its Japanese plants for 11 days in February and March. At Hyundai, sales are off nearly 50%. In an effort to boost demand, the company's offering a new deal for its best customers. If you can't make your car payment, bring your Hyundai back, free of charge. The company will cover the depreciation on any returned or leased vehicle for the first 12 months. Ashvin Chodai is with Intelligence Automotive Asia. He says, great idea, won't work.
Although this thing takes away some of the risks, it doesn't take away all of the risks. So I would say it's an innovative tactic, but it's unlikely to have a major impact, really.
Chodai expects auto sales will plummet further in 2009 in every significant market in the world. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Conflicting market messages from Asia this morning. The Nikkei was up again. The Hang Seng was down, both by less than 1%. European shares are mainly higher. The Dow lost less than 1% yesterday to close at 89.52. NASDAQ and S&P 500 shares lost just a small fraction of 1% as well. Doesn't look like there's an end in sight to the Ukraine-Russia battle over natural gas, and Europe is literally sitting on the sidelines being affected blow by blow. In a nutshell, Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom has the natural gas. Ukraine has the pipeline through which it gets the gas, and European countries get the gas too. Gazprom says Ukraine owes it billions, so it cut off flow to Ukraine, but it says it did not cut off flow to Europe. Russia is accusing Ukraine of diverting gas from the pipeline. At least six countries say they've been completely cut off. There's a new study out this morning that looks at out-of-pocket medical costs, and it compares what people are paying today versus a decade ago. It's much more today, 40% more. Apparently, people are getting chronic diseases and more of them earlier in life. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Alexis is an urban planner in White Plains, New York. At age 30, she has two chronic illnesses, fibromyalgia and gastroparesis. Even with health insurance, her co-payments for doctor's visits and prescription drugs are $250 a month.
It is a lot of money. There are sometimes certain doctors I think I should visit, but don't because I just don't want to spend $20.
That balancing act is becoming more common, according to a new study in the journal Health Affairs. Study author Kathy Paez found that middle-aged Americans today are 10% more likely to suffer from more than one chronic disease.
Because they have multiple diseases, they're having to purchase a number of medications, and then their co-payments are higher because employers are coping with the costs by reducing benefits.
Paez says obesity and a lack of exercise often lead to more chronic illness. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Bernard Madoff is accused in a $50 billion illegal pyramid scheme. He's been sequestered with his ankle monitor and a bunch of stamps. Madoff's been sending expensive jewelry in the mail to family and friends, more than $1 million worth, and prosecutors in the case claim that is a violation of his bail. It decreases, they say, the value of possible restitution to those he allegedly bilked. His defenders, however, say Madoff isn't a flight risk, he's not going anywhere, and the judge in the case is weighing all the options.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
This week, President-elect Obama and Congress are working on a new stimulus package. Billions for middle-income tax cuts and infrastructure improvements, something they say to get the economy moving again. Commentator Kathleen Denny would like that, too. She is an out-of-work airline mechanic. And Denny says lawmakers should remember working people as they craft away on Capitol Hill.
My Aunt Bee says there's going to be a depression. Last year, when pundits barely whispered recession, she knew the signs. Big mergers and big layoffs. I think Aunt Bee is right. From where I stand, things have been getting worse for a long time. Working class people like me, we paid for what they called prosperity. Profits in the stock market soared while we paid in wage cuts, lost benefits, more dangerous workplaces. What I care about is protecting people like us from people like them. Who's them? The people who own banks and big companies. They're not in business to provide us with jobs, health care, or a dignified old age. Their business is profits, nothing else. They're lined at the trough for even more multi-billion dollar handouts from the Treasury. But when they talk about economic recovery, they only mean profits, not people. With that kind of money, people like us could set up a public works program at union scale to take care of human needs and defend our resources. We could go to work alongside family farmers to supply healthy food, build schools and public transit, restore streams and maintain our public spaces. And our dignity through old age is precious. Far too precious to be glued to stock market swings or the fortunes of any one company. The company I worked for dumped our pensions outright, and the stock market dive rocked Aunt Bee's pension fund. We need a movement now to make Social Security a universal retirement program. Social Security was born in the labor upswing of the Great Depression, and people like us have unfinished business.
Commentator Kathleen Denny lives in Oakland, California. We'd like to hear from you, too. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Our website, of course, features the numbers and the latest economic news as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.